Hey, Rabbi, we're going to try to get some clarity in the inyan of Chovis Ner Chanukah. This is an area in halacha that we discussed in different halacha shiurim, but we never really got a chance to go through the sugya properly, which I always wanted to do. And primarily, I would like to focus b'ikar to get clarity on who has the chiyuv to light the Ner Chanukah. Is the chovis Ner Chanukah chovis haguf on an individual? Each individual person in the house has a chovis haguf, like any mitzvah mitzvah sefer that a person has, like a megillah, like kriyas megillah kadoma. Or is chovis Ner Chanukah more doimah to a mezuzah? Every bias needs to have certain things, al pi halacha, needs to have a makeh. Who has an obligation to have a makeh? There's nobody in the house you could point to say they have a chiyuv, it's their chiyuv. The chiyuv makeh is on the b'nei bias, whoever lives in this house. So who adin, the chovis Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv on the bias. Of course, anybody living in the house has to make sure that this house has an Ner Chanukah. So clearly, we have indications within the sugya in both directions. First, the indication is that it's a chovis habayis, because that's the way the Gemara talks. The Gemara starts off, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, mitzvahs Chanukah, Ner Yeshu Beisai. So right away, the Pnei Yeshu, in the beginning of the sugya, the Pnei Yeshu says, Ner Yeshu Beisai. Pnei Yeshu says, why is this mitzvah different than all mitzvahs? Pnei Yeshu is kasha right at the beginning of the sugya. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Ner Yeshu Beisai. Comes the Pnei Yeshu, and he says, V'nira, the mash and ishtana mitzvah zu mishar mitzvahs. Why is this mitzvah different than other mitzvahs? Shehein chayvus aguf. That every individual has to do the mitzvah. So right away he absorbs the fact that maybe it's taka shlichas. Maybe nereshu beisai doesn't mean that there's a chayv to stam a chayv hadlaka for the bias. Taka, each individual in the house has a chayv to light, and the person who's lighting is lighting as a shlich. He says, but that doesn't make sense. He says, since we know that there's a mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchay, normally there's a mitzvah, you should do the mitzvah yourself. So what does Bnei Yeshu mean to say? He means to say, it wouldn't make sense that Chazal would create a mitzvah on a b'dieved kohifin. Doesn't make sense that even though kol ha'tera kuli, you could use shlichus. But here it's avekishtol that way. Now why doesn't the Bnei Yeshu, if that's his question, why doesn't he just answer very straight and say, enechanami, that's the din of Mahadran. The way the Bnei Yeshu is asking, you could say very glatt. You could say, really, Chiyuv Ner Chanukah is a Chiyuv on every individual in the house. How is everybody Yotze? The Yotze with Shlichus. But since we know that there's a Klal and Shas, Mitzvah Bo Yotze Mi B'Shluchai, so Taka, everybody lights themselves. Alts Mitzvah Bo Yotze Mi B'Shluchai. So the whole package is perfect. For some reason, Bnei Yeshua doesn't want to learn like that. Bnei Yeshua says, Elo Deshani Hocha, Shein Hocha, Ikra Mitzvah, Elo B'Soymech Lushus Arab, Mishum Mishum Pesim Nisa, Mishum Kach, Hitilu chayvus mitzvah zu kiilu chayvus habayis. It's very, very strange lashon. Bnei Yeshu usually very, very clear what he wants to say. He says, over here he says, because they originally were mesakin the ner by the Pesach HaSamach L'Shus HaRabim. So they were mesakin the location by a door. And Mamela, they treated it like it would be a chayvus habayis. I don't know, what I see in this Bnei Yeshu is not what I saw Choshev Yidah Tosherov, Remeir Yudah Tenenbaum, Zol Zayin Gesund, put a nice safe out of Miyadah. So he wants to be Medayik that Ner Chanukah is a Chovis Habayis. It's not a Chov on the Yochid. That's what he wants to be Medayik here. So he, in general, holds to that Svara. He says, Mamela, this, he holds this Pnei Yeshua as a riot to that idea. Hine, kavonas devorov, the mitzvahs adlokos nechanuk mutal alabayas. Ukmoi shar hadvorim hamutolam alabayas. Kegoin mitzvahs mezuzah. Like mitzvahs mezuzah. For lo chal al kakafta de gavra. The individual has no obligation at all. For lo chain, nami, ain't sorach ledin shlichas, vidin benerech od lekolech avech. This is what he says. So he understands that the Pnei Yeshua is of the opinion that Ner Chanukah is a Chovas Abayas. I have a problem with that way of learning for many reasons. First of all, it's connected most of the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim in the sugya that we're going to focus on, the sugya of Achsanoi, the Rishonim say not like him. The Rishonim actually say that this was only a Havamin of the Gemara. That until the Gemara came with Achsanoi, you would have thought it's a Chovas Abayas. You would have thought that, but it's not that way. So the Rishonim seem to learn not like him, if that's the way you understand the Pnei Yeshua. But furthermore, I think we just have to look at his Lashon. What does he give at Ganzer Shtikl Torah? Since it's by the front door, and it's by the Pesach Samach Lashus Rabbah, it's not like by all the doors. That's what he means to say. In other words, if you have it on all the doors, each person light by their own door, it's really supposed to be by the door that's facing Lashus Rabbah. And therefore, he says, Mishum kach hitilu chayvus mitzvizu ki'ilu. Ki'ilu hi chayvus abayas. To me, those words don't mean it's a chayvus abayas. It means it's as though, it's ki'ilu. Furthermore, if he would be right that this is the pshat, so why talk is there a din of mahadran? Why is there a din mahadran that everybody lights separately? It's chayvus abayas. We don't find such a kind of mahadran by mezuzah. Everybody should hang up their own mezuzah on the door. There's one mezuzah, it's one chayvus abayas. It's not a chayv for any single individual. Elamai, you see intrinsically in the mitzvah that it's better everybody should light. So that alone is a shverikait. Why did the Pnei Yeshua have a problem? Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand. Mitzvah bo yosem yibishluchai. Ein echanami, that's what mahadran is. First of all, some poskim actually learn that is the nature of mahadran. The nature of mahadran is that each person has to have specifically in mind that they're not being yotze with the balabayas. Some Rishonim held, Mahadran is one person is madlik for everybody. It's intrinsic in the hadlaka itself, which is the Rambam Shita. That one person lights for everybody. But most of the Rishonim, and that's the way we hold halacha l'maaseh, is that everybody lights separately. And that hadlaka, according to many, is, the nature of that hadlaka is that each person has a mind. I'm not going to be yotze. I'm not yotze with the guy before me. I'm being yotze now with my own hadlaka, separately. So, if that's the case, why can't we say very simple? Actually, our sugya is a raya to the din of mitzvah bo yosem yibishluchai. That's the din of fakert. This is the sugya of mitzvah bo yosem yibishluchai. Pnei Yeshua was asking that this sugya is a conflict with mitzvah bo yosem yibishluchai. We could say, adarabah, the king of the sugyas of mitzvah bo yosem yibishluchai. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is the king of these sugyas. Because Chanukah is a din, taka, ma'adra, ne'elukol echavecha, fakert. Where else do we find a mitzvah like that? Where you have intrinsic in the mitzvah a raya that there's a din of mitzvah v'yayisim v'yishluchay. So really, this is such a push at the question that it's hard to understand what the Pnei Yeshua wanted. I therefore understand, l'chayra, from the Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua understands that there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called Ner Rishu Beisei, and there's another mitzvah called Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad. And the mitzvah Ner Rishu Beisei, the way it was established is that there's a Ner L'Kol Abayis. That's the way Meikur HaTakona, the way it was established. Not that Chazal then came and said an enhancement to Ner Rishu Beisei. Ner Rishu Beisei is one mitzvah. That mitzvah is they were mesaken bedafka that there should be one hadlaka for everybody. And that's what's bothering the Pnei Yeshua. Why isn't this a mitzvah, a question of mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucha? To which the Pnei Yeshua is explaining that the whole concept doesn't make sense over here, mitzvah b'yosim b'shlucha, which we'll see why, what is teretz to the kashas. So we're still left with a question mark. The question mark is, what is the gedder of this obligation? The gedder of this obligation on the house is the gedder of this obligation on the individual. What makes things further complicated is that there's a whole new sheet in halacha here, which many, many different poskim tumble about this, and that is, does it have to be your Ner Chanukah? Does it have to be your money? So for some reason, throughout the sugya, there's not one word that the Ner Chanukah has to belong to you. Not only is there not one word, but in the sugya there's a din of kol hashmonim that like psulim l'ner Shabbos, aksherim l'ner Chanukah, the way we paskin. Because since there's a din of also l'shtamish l'oira, so we're not afraid you'll come to use the ner. So therefore, everything is kosher by ner Chanukah. All the psilus u'shmanim that are normally possible are kosher by ner Chanukah. Right? Inclusive in that, according to many poskim, is Yisurei Hanor. If you lit a ner Chanukah with basa b'cholov, if you look in the Shari Tshuva and look at basa b'cholov, you could use that. You could use Shemen Sreifa, Shemen Truma Shenitmus you could use, right? According to the Yerushalmi talks about Shemen Shvius. All the oil is kosher. L'chore, there should be a very clear statement made in the Gemara. By the way, the oil has to be your oil. If you need lochem, it can't be Yisurei Hanor. If you need lochem, it can't be orla. There's all kinds of halachas when you need a din of lochem. For some reason, the whole sugi in Masechah Shabbos, there's not one mention that you have to own the Ner Chanukah. K'lachar yad, agav urcha, there's a mention in a Zaitika sugya of lishtatif papriti. It's the first time we hear about money at all. The first time we hear about anything to do with money is in the sugya of Achsanoi. The Gemara says like this, Omrav Sheshes, Achsanoi chayiv b'ner Chanukah. And Achsanoi is chayiv in Ner Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Omrav Zeir, Meresh, ki avinu b'rav, mishtatakfa v'mapriti. Originally, when I was a Talmud in the yeshiva, I used to be mishtatif with the Baal Habayas. Bahadi Ushpiza. Boso de Nesivi Itzo, after I got married, Amino, I said, Hashtovad Eletzirichna. Now I don't have to be mishtatif, because I have a wife. The Komadliki Olai Begoy Besoy. Because my wife is lighting for me at home, there's no reason for me to light over here. Many questions on this Gemara. But one of the questions is, why is this the first mention that it has to be yours? Why didn't the Gemara start off the Sugyan Chanukah? Tonu Rabbonon, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Shiyehei Shaloi, Lochem, like we have in all over. Normally Chazal are not bashful to tell us such a blatant halacha that the oil has to belong to you. Not only that, maybe there would be a din that all the Bnei Bayis, you have to be makdeh than the oil. Just like by Elul of an Esrik. There's a shaila in the poskim, if the Bnei Bayis who live at home, do they need to have a separate kinyan on the lulav from you? Or it's automatic when the Baal Bayis buys a lulav and esrik for the Bnei Bayis, automatically there's oich in it. But it should be the same shaila. By lulav, everybody's makbid, you should make a kinyan, it belongs to you, everything. By Ner Chanukah, there's no such halach. So it's very strange, and even in the Shulchan Aruch, the first mention of money and that it has to belong to you is found in Achsanoi, in Simit Tofresh Ayin Zayin. Tofresh Ayin Zayin, towards the end of Hilchos Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch brings down that if somebody's an oirach by somebody, so he should be mishtatif bepriti. Achsanoi shei madlikin olav bevesa tzorich losa is prutul abal abayis l'shtatif imei b'shemin shel ner Chanukah. Why can't you just be yoytze? Like you yoytze kiddush with the balabayas, or you yoytze any other mitzvah, havdolah, you don't have to give the balabos a pruta to be kind of some of the yayin in the kiddush cup. So here we see a din that you have to own the oil. The oil has to be your oil. Now this becomes like a mucker, this becomes a source that Ner Chanukah has to belong to you. But it's Bechlal not Pashat. Bechlal not Pashat. So now we really have three possibilities. One possibility is that the Ner Chanukah is a Chayvus HaGuf, that you have a Chayv Ner Chanukah. Happens to be whoever lights for you is your Shliach. The other way to learn is it's a Chayvus HaBayis, which means it's a Chayv on the house. I Bechlal have no individual Chayv. As long as my house that I live in has Adlaka, that's good enough. Now there's a third possibility. Third possibility is, I don't have to make a hadlaka myself, but my money has to have a hadlaka. It's a din on my mammon. My mammon needs a hadlaka. But this is all a tremendous chiddush, although I will tell you, many learn this way. Many learn that after we have this hadlaka in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, so now we see that Ner Chanukah is a mammon. It has to belong to you. It has to be your mammon. In fact, I used this years ago. I gave a shiur in Beis Yisrael, it was maybe 15 years ago. I gave a shiur on the inyan of why the Noshim don't light. One of the reasons I wanted to give was based on this halacha. In other words, why did Minhag Yisrael evolve that Noshim don't light Ner Chanukah. Bechlal. Kemat in Roiv Tfutzis Yisrael, I know there are some people who have the woman light, but in Roiv Tfutzis Yisrael, you're not going to find that the women are lighting. From the Gedolim to the Ketanim, Kemat, nobody, the woman light. Even though we're doing Mahadran, and everybody in the house has a Hadlaka, the women don't. They yoitza with the husband. Why? So there's all kinds of svaras brought down in the Poskim. But all the svaras are difficult, like Echveis Ishtek Agufay. The Mishabur brings down that svar. Ishtek Agufay Lachar would only help on the wife. If you have six girls at home, why aren't they lighting? Then you have to say, well, there are tfeilos. The Mishabur brings down another svar. There are tuffel to the shulchan. You wouldn't want to tell that to an Isha. You don't have Adloka because you're a tuffel. Mevorach al yikru poiter is a tuffel. And not only that, what I was aiming on then is that really this question is not just a question on the woman. It's really a question on the whole Mahadran of today. Because if Lamaisa, a person has a house, and they have 16 children, 8 boys and 8 girls, right? And the 8 boys light the menorah, right? And the 8 girls are not lighting because whatever svara, you know, ishtek agufoy, tuffel, whatever svara you want to say. Yeah, the chasam soifer because they don't want to go outside, whatever the svar is. The men are also being mekel l'chayr in their hadlaka, because now the men don't have a ner l'kol echad v'echad. Now it's not just the women that are not lighting. The men, who they need a ner l'kol echad v'echad, right? The as mahadrin l'chayr, if you have 8 men lighting in the house and the house a household of 16 people, 8 of which are women. So now you don't have a candle for everybody in the house. Now you could say that even the 8 that lit maybe are not having the mila of Mahadran. Because there isn't an Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. Now this is a chakira on its own, which is not for now, because this is a very lengthy sugya on its own. If you have taka 3 people in a house that decide they want to be Mahadran, right? Stop, 3 people. The other 3 say, you know, forget it. We're not interested in Mahadran. We'll be yotzei with Ikka Ner. Is that an option? Meaning, do we say now that nobody got Mahadran? Is Mahadran a unit that there's a ner for everybody in the house? If there's not a ner for everybody in the house, there's no Maila Mahadran. And now, this could actually create a very big problem. Bigger than you think. Because if we're going to say that Mahadran is that there should be a ner for everybody, and in fact, if there's only a ner for 3 out of 5, right, or 8 out of 16, it's not Mahadran. Now 7 out of the 8 are Brochel Vatola. You got what I'm saying? Because what do you have? The first person lit the Ner Chanukah, you have Ner Shubese, right? So everybody's Yoitzer with the Ner Shubese. Now what? Everybody Mahadran. Okay, so do Mahadran. Go for it. How many have we here? 10 more? Okay, 10 out locus. No, 3 decide to light. Those 3 are androgynous. They're androgynous. Because they're not an Erishu Beisai. Because they don't want to be an Erishu Beisai. On the other hand, they're not Mahadran because there's no Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. So if you learn the Mahadran of Ner L'kol Echad is every individual that decides to make their own Hadlaka, like we said from the Pnei Yeshu, not, we didn't say from, but as a possible terrorist of Pnei Yeshu is Kash, every individual who lights is saying, you know what, I'm doing myself. Then it's no problem. No problem. There's a generic way to be Yetzer the Mitzvah. Everybody goes under one umbrella. Or people can take their own umbrellas. Every guy walks out with his own, that's his umbrella. He can walk on his own. He's his own Yom Tov. Right? Masha'en Kane, if you learn that Mahadran is a unit, that there's an air for everybody in the house. Which, by the way, some Rishonim clearly are Mashma that way. Some Rishonim learned the Hiddur is that we see how many people are in the house. Some Rishonim say you can't combine. The Bali Atoisvis have a problem that you can't combine the 2 Mahadran like we do today. That's a problem. The Bali Atoisvis hold, because once you have multiple candles, right? So it doesn't already show anymore what day it is versus how many people are in the house. It's got to be down to a science. Either it's got to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 till the end of Hanukkah is 8 candles, or it's got to be how many people do you have in the house? Okay, so the hadlaka reflects a positive amount of people. You can't have a hadlaka that's not reflective of any specific aspect. Either it has to reflect the members of the house, or it has to reflect the days of Chanukah. Nishtahi Nishtaher is not an option. That's what many Rishonim hold. Bali HaTois is all that way for the Nova Pashut. Some say, well, today we have a Milo because we have menorahs. So each menorah shows, establishes, this is this person's hadlaka, this is this. Each person has their own little mokum, like their own dalit al dalit. But I'm just telling you, this is really a very serious shaila. If some people are mahadar and some people are not, well, what do we have here? Especially according to those who hold. It's similar to the Beis Halevi shaila, that if you're holding the second day of Hanukkah, so it's poshut, if you have more than one candle, you light two candles. But once you're holding by day three, what do you do if you only have two candles? Okay, so you got up to day three, and now you have two candles. Do you light one? Because you can't do anyway, mahadrim and a mahadrim. Or do you light whatever you got? So the Beis HaLevi says for Dover Poshet, you light one. Beis HaLevi says, like I'm telling you, you're not supposed to be an androgynous. You have to be. You have to know who you are. Either you're Mahadran or you're Mahadran and a Mahadran. Or you, what are you? So Beis HaLevi says, if you have two candles on day three, you light one candle. I'll say Zokta. But the Avi Ezri, Rav Shach, holds not that way. It's a famous shita of Rav Shach. Rav Shach holds that, Rebuneris, if you have two candles the third night, light two. If you have three on day six, light three. Whatever you got, light. The more candles you have, the more you should light. And Taka Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zolzayin Gesund, in the Sefer Shoyin HaLochas, he brings down this Avi Ezri, this Rav Shach's opinion. But really, according to some, it would be not only it won't be a Maila, it would be a Chisorin. It would be a Chisorin. So Taka Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that the Svora of Rav Shach, what was Rav Shach's Lundus? Rav Shach felt that since the Gemara brings down two reasons, why Beis Hillel say, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One is Keneged Yomim Hanichnosim. You light each day according to what day it is. There's Beis Hillel light Keneged Yomim HaYotzim, right? And the other opinion is that according to Beis Hillel, the reason why you go up is because Malin Bakoidesh V'loy Meridim. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to say that's Pshat and Rav Shach. Rav Shach holds that the reason why you have to be chayish for the opinion that it's Milan B'Kodesh. So Lamaisa, if day three, you only have two candles, you should still do two. Okay? I wanted a taina according to this Reb Chaim Kanievsky, right? According to this Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it's not my interesting shaila. He's answering very good if you're holding by day three and you have two candles. What happens if you're holding by day four and you have two candles? And you already lit three on day three. So now, either way, I'm going to be Meridin. That we don't find in Loy Meridin, that it depends how much you're Meridin. So actually, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Pshat and Rav Shach could actually make a Chiluk in Halacha. Because Rav Shach would only say it in a case where you could al kuponim not go less than you had the night before. But you're going to go down from the night you had before. But I have to tell you that the whole Pshat is a Meridik of Chiddush. Because simply learning, really on a very basic level, the Gemara in Shabbos is not saying that Beis Hillel hold of a din called Milan B'Kodesh V'lo Meridin. I mean, think about it. If that would be the halacha, right? So why do you go up to eight? Stam, according to Beis Hillel. Let's say somebody says, you know what, I want to really be an emes Milan B'Kodesh. I want to double it. Second night, two. Third night, four. I keep on going. But then at 8 and 16, I work and I double things. I'm a Mala B'Kodesh. I go all the way. Yeah? Avad does a Golnish mit Golnish. Right? It's Narishkeit. Right? Why? So I would say that the Posh Pshat is because the Keneged Yomim, there's two ways to reflect the days. You can either reflect the days through Keneged Yomim Anachnosim, or could you reflect the days through Keneged Yomim HaYotzim? That's the Mahadran. Mahadran is to reflect what day it is. That your Hadlaka should show what day it is. Now I have a Shaila. How should I reflect what day it is? Should I reflect what day it is by going from 8 down? Or should I reflect what day it is from going 1 up? If them zogen beisilu mailam bekodesh v'loy meridin. Don't go down, go up. But avada the hadlaka has to reflect what day it is. Otherwise, it's stam not mahadrin. Stam to have a lot of candles. It's not a stishah rebbeish yotzeit. Stam light candles. The candles have to have a connection to the yom. So really, it's a tremendous chiddush. That's why I always thought that Rav Shach's shita is a totally different shita. Rav Shach's shita is that ribui ner is a hiddur. The fact that there's multiple candles, there's more visibility. That's a chitaka chiddush. The pashtus is like the Beis HaLevi. But that stam, the fact that there's multiple candles is a presuminis. But the Beis HaLevi is clearly telling us that the Mahadran is only miskaye if you see in the hadlok a certain aspect. You see what day it is. Or again, if you see how many people are in the house. But just to have a hadloka without any, that's not connected to either one. So that's a serious shiloh. Why don't women light? So the explanation that I gave then was that maybe if you hold that hadloka is a choiv on the mammon, so Chazal will only misaken that the multiple, the fact that everybody should light are people that have their own mammon. And on that you could say as far as ishtei kegufay, your wife doesn't have her own pocket. And on that, you could also say this far of noshim tfeilis la noshim without it being a severely racist comment, right? Stam, the noshim are same chais al shulchan aviyim ubaleim. And therefore, we don't find elsewhere that we say noshim are tfeilis, they don't need to do something. So therefore, as the monetary element, if it's a monetary obligation, that would explain it. But I'm still telling you that I think it's a tremendous chiddush to say that there's a monetary obligation here that we didn't learn about until we came to the sugya of Achsanoi. And that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention until we came to the sugya of Achsanoi. I think it's a tremendous chiddush. I think it's an unbelievable chiddush. Here's another shaila. We come to Achsanoi. If we learn that Achsanoi is just the source, that Ner Chanukah is a case where you need to use your money to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, and Achsanoi is nothing more than chipping into somebody else's hadlaka, then l'chor achsanoi should work, the concept should work, even in a non-achsanoi situation. Here's a very negel ma'aseh de kashala. You go to a hotel for Shabbos. Yeah? The hotel doesn't want to have 1,000 neighbors. They don't want that. They say, okay, we're willing to have one hadlaka. But Pini can tell you, hotels don't like candles. That's for sure. They definitely don't like candles in the rooms, but they don't like a lot of candles all over the place. And a guy says, so a bunch of people get together and say, okay, we'll make one hadlaka. We'll be mishtatef pepriti. Let's all get together. We have 100 people in the hotel. Each person will give a pruta. We'll make one hadlaka for everybody. Is that work? Does that lahalacha work? Okay. So if we learn that the sugya of achsanoi is really just an example, really that's what Ner Chanukah is. Ner Chanukah is that your money has to be involved in lighting a menorah. Okay, so it's the same thing. The Achsanoi comes, he's chayv in Ner Chanukah. How do you do it? You chip in. Do the same thing. So the Levush taka holds like that. The Levush holds if you have 100 people in one building, right? And each one is their own balabos. But they live in one building. A hotel is a good example. Each family that comes and pays their $1,000 for the Shabbos, alavai, whatever, right? So now that's their Shabbos. And each one is a separate balabos. But still, in Hilchas Achsanoi, L'chayra, they won't have a din of Achsanoi be'etzem. But the Levush says, I don't care. If you have a bunch of balabatim living together in one building, either each one eats by themselves, has their own kiss, the Levush says they all chip in, they all give a pruta, and they make a mitzvah for Ner Chanukah. That way. It's obvious, L'chayra, that the Levush seems to learn that way. However, the Pri Megodim by us brings down that's not poshut. He says many poskim help, and also the Chidor brings down this Shaila and Birkei Yosef, that this will not work. They were only makel by the Achsanoi that he can do this type of a compromised hadlaka where he chips in. But if I have my own family and you have your own family, it doesn't work. Actually, I was more urged to all the Talmidim, and I try to get this through every year Chanukah when people go away, because I say people are very confused about that, I think. People go away for Chanukah, right? So you go with your family. The most common thing is that that's the time when people rely on one hadlaka, because you don't want to schlep 20 menorahs with you. Take one menorah, and you make your own hadlaka where you are, right? That's not so pushy. Now, so who's being yaitzah with your hadlaka? So most people, what they do is, people like to do their own thing. Your own Kiddush, your own Amotzi, right? People like their own. So I now have my own Adlokah, and now I have my five family members here. Okay, Yotzi, my Adlokah. Who says they could do that? If five people are coming to somebody's house to stay for Shabbos, each one of the five are Achsanoim. It's not a bias. You don't have a house here. So your five members now, your five household members, have lost their mila of Nerush Ubeisai. They're not a unit anymore. I mean, hopefully the family's getting along. But I'm just saying, in the lumdus from Nerush Ubeisai, they don't have that mila anymore because there's nothing connecting them. Each one is a separate member. I have five people going to somebody for Shabbos. Why am I still the balabos? Why am I balabos? They gave me an armchair. What makes me here balabos? I'm an achsanoi. And my wife is an achsanoi. And the three people that came along, they're also achsanoi. Everybody's an achsanoi. So really, there's a stark atzad to say that they cannot be yitzah with your hadlok. If you make hadlok, they say, okay, I'm making one for my kid, my family. Nerush Ubeisai. Your wife, maybe, b'doichek, al sishtek egufe, maybe you could say. But what about the kids? So when I was in Eretz Yisrael years and years ago, over 20 years ago, I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman, he said, "Ein hachanami." He said, if a person goes away for Shabbos, and they're a guest themselves, and they light a menorah, and they say, okay, my family's Yitzchak, it's not an Eretz Yisrael, it's an Eretz Yisrael. So really, when I used to go away, I would just be Mishtatav Bepruta. That's what I would do, and be Yitzchak with the Balabas. However, you know, your wife wants you to make your own hadlaka. So I make a separate hadlaka myself, only because Shalom Bayis. Not for Shalom Bayis. If I didn't give my wife hanor that I'm lighting myself, I would just be mishtatef bepriti. Even though there are those we'll see who hold as a mila to make your own hadlaka, it could be a chesaron to make hadlaka too. It's lav dafka only a mila. But the Mishmur brings down those who held it's like a mahadrin. You're making your own hadlaka. It's lav dafka, it's a mahadrin, which we'll see. It's not dafka, it's a mahadrin. But I then go to the balabos, and I give him money for my whole family, mishtatif papriti for everybody else. So everybody should be yoitza with the balabos's hadlaka, because otherwise my hadlaka is not good enough. I could technically say, okay, I'm an achsanoi, I'm not being yoitza with him, I'm making my own. But I can't be moitzi everybody else, because they're also achsanoi. Elamai, to be makna them my oil, that's not so portion that a bunch of achsanoim could chip in and use one hadlaka. That's not so poshut that should work. Now, l'chayra, what should be the difference? Should be the same thing. If an achsanoi could be mishtatef bepruta with the balabayis and biyotze, why can't 10 achsanoim chip in and biyotze with the balabayis? Logic dictates it should be the same, right? But I'm telling you that it's not poshut at all that would work. It's a shayla in the place. Given, I'll tell you in Svara, it's not so posh as sure. Also, the fact is the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down as a bunch of people, separate people, being able to be mishtatef and be yotze in their Chanukah. Not brought down. You have to know why not. What's the logic? Now I'll give you a reverse case. The reverse case is you're an achsanoi and your wife already lit for you. Your wife lit for you at home. This is also very common. Person goes on a business trip. Yeah, he's away. His wife lit in the house. Now the house had adlaka. Now he's an achsanoi. He wants to make his own adlaka, wherever he is. Make his own adlaka. Is he allowed to? So logic would dictate, of course. If you were home, you could light, and this one could, everybody could light. There's no shortage of Neir Chanukah. So why shouldn't you be able to light? A ganzer tumul in the poiskim. Marshal holds you're not allowed to do such a thing. The Trumas Hadeshim brings down a machloikis. The Machaber Paskins, you're not allowed to do such a thing with a Beis Yosef. He says, you can't do it. You can't make a bracha. You're already Yosef with your wife. It's too late. You can't make a bracha. What do you mean? Mahadrin. Which is really the taina many poskim have. What do you mean? I want to be a Mahadrin. The Trumas Hadeshin brings this down. In Simen Kuf Aleph, in the Tshuvas of the Trumas Hadeshin, he brings this down. Achsanoi shehu nosri. He's married. His wife is lighting for him. Hayim rashai hu levorech bebrocha chutz lebeisai. It's So again, I think simply everybody would say yes. I believe that the minhag ha'olam is that people do light. They do light when they're not home. Yeirah d'tzorach l'daktik b'dova. She'echon me'ag do'olam ho'ira d'rasha l'hadlik b'brocha. V'omar afal gav d'amrinim b'gemora bosa d'nasiv ne'itza. Even though Rav Zeira said, now that I'm married, I don't have to light. He says, Hainu d'loy mechayev. All Rav Zeira meant is now I don't have to. But avli boila adlik loy avi brocha l'vatola. It wouldn't be a brocha l'vatola. The harayu b'chlala madrin. You're no different than in the house. You can have as many adlokas as you'd like. Each person could make their own adloka. So what? My wife is lighting at home. If I were home, my wife could light and I could light. So why shouldn't I be able to do the same over here? And then he says, but the others held that you're not allowed to do this. We don't find this type of mahadrin. What does he mean? We only find mahadrin if you're home. We find mahadrin. The kasha I have is, I understand the distinction. There's a difference. The mahadrin that we have in the Gemara is a case, 20 people at home, each person makes their own lighting. Here it's different. Here one person is at home and one person is away from home. But if you ask me in Svar, it's a kal v'chaim. Madach, when I'm home, and not only is one person lighting, but I'm even there and I see it, I could still make my own adlokah, make my own bracha. Kol shekein, if I'm not home, I mean, it's a mamish, it's a tepela. So you made a chiluk with Adam a chalak. He says, look, we didn't find this in the Gemara, we don't find such a kind of mahadran in the Gemara. Why is that a reason why we shouldn't do it? It's very, very schwer. Very, very difficult to understand. But this is what he's, there has to be a svara behind this. In fact, if you look at the Marshal, I believe that in the Marshal, you're going to get a shtickle teretz to this question. Because the Marshal says in his tshuvas, in Simon Pehei, that there were bachrim who were away from home, and they were guests by people's homes, and they had a shail if they should be mishpatef. Or is it better that they should light themselves? So he says the Talmidim from Ashkenaz used to come, the German Talmidim, and they used to make light on their own. They would light on their own. So you would think the Marshal would then compliment them. Instead of being mishtatef bepruta, they made their own adlaka. And he says it's narishkeit. And he says, these are the derech of these people that came from Ashkenaz. He says, l'daitam, they think, hema difi mi Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was only mishtatef bepruta. Says the Marshal, these Talmidim think they're better than Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira didn't do that. Reb Zeira didn't make his own hadlaka. Reb Zeira went, it was mishtatef with the balabos. He says, so these Talmidim think they're better than Reb Zeira? He says, I don't know what they're doing. Okay? But the question is obvious. Why weren't they right? They're being mahadrim. Again, it goes to this shail in the Trumas Hadeshin of whether there's a concept of mahadrim when somebody's an achsanoi. That's really the basis of the question.
Is there a difference today when someone comes as a guest? So the host will say, welcome to take this, welcome to take that, welcome to wherever you're ready to go, welcome to
take whatever. You have any room? I like that mahalach.
As opposed to
you said anything, not just the food.
Gevaldik. As traditional was, the host serves the guest, so that the guest is just there. So there maybe there's a feel between the two in terms of how people hold themselves today compared to X years back.
It could be. We'll see. Shulchan Aruch Rav may hold that you don't need to be mishtatev pepruta when you have that kind of arrangement. Because your mamela own, they're being marketed to you everything. Yeah, that's possible, yes. So the Mogen Avraham here brings on a very interesting question. And that is, when you're buying oil, when you're buying extra oil, right, you're being mishtatef bepruta with the balabayas, right? How much oil does he have to add for you? How much oil does the balabayas have to add for you? Now, this is a shaila that really is, it's a very good shaila. What is this whole mishtatav b'pruta business? If I have to own the oil, l'chayra, then I need a half hour's worth of oil. What does this mishtatav b'pruta do? I don't have a half hour's worth. If I own a half asterisk, I can't be yotz in the Yom Rishon in the asterisk. I own a half asterisk. It doesn't work. I have to own the ganz asterisk. Shutfim that buy an asterisk for a mitzvah, the Shulchan Aruch holds that that works because each one is makdeh to the other one, the whole asterisk. But be'etzem, right? That's not lochem. So, if I have to own the oil, so I should have to own the ganz oil. The half hour's worth of oil. And if I don't have to own the oil, what do I have to give a pruta for? Well, it's a monavshach. So take a look in the Magen Avraham. Kosov b'tshuvas marshal. Go right past that. Sif Aleph in the Magen Avraham, Tofri Shayin Zayin. B'shemen, tzorech ha-balabayis lohoysif ma'at shemen b'shviloi. A little oil. Because of a Rashba, b'simen tof kofman b'eshu, adinam ha-balabayis, makne loy cheluk b'shemen b'maton ha-shorin. Doesn't have to be that you paid for it. The balabayis could be makne a little oil, it's also good. If it gives you a little oil, it's also good enough. Right? So again, we have this problem. Mamanav shach. And here we really have a double problem. But for sure, this halacha that he says, that the Magen Avraham says, tzorech balabayis lohoysif ma'at shemen b'shvilay. So he's not getting a half hour's worth. That's number one. Number two, l'chayr, if the guy gave you a pruta, right, and you don't add a pruta's worth of oil, right, so now it comes out you don't have a half hour's worth of oil. How about what I'm saying? Assuming you put in a half hour's worth of oil. Right? Now a guy comes, a guest comes and he says, okay, I want to be mishtatif. Here's a pruta. Zokta Bach, you have to add a little bit of oil for him. Our first question is, why don't you have to add a half hour's worth of oil for him? You should have to add a half hour's oil for him to be ace. That's number one. Number two, besides for the problem that Nerush should basically the Chori should need, everybody should be a half hour's worth of oil if you hold everybody's being Yetzer one Adlak. But leave that on the side. You should have to add a half hour's worth of oil. So that's one question. Secondly, if you're only going to add a little oil for him, and he put in a prut into this Ner, so it comes out that you have less than a half hour's of oil of your own oil. Okay? You put in a half hour's worth of oil. Now he bought a pruta's worth. Let's say a pruta's an ounce worth of oil. You go, you take a half a teaspoon, and you put in a mashum oil, you squirt. That's all you have to do. You squirt a little more oil. And you see? That's a l'zecher nishmas li'achsen oil. Yeah? Te'ei nishmas li'tzruo b'tzruo ha'chayim, right? So one second. But he bought a pruta's worth of oil in this thing, right? So now it comes out, really, in this shemen, all I really have is pochos mizeh. So the Elia Rabba jumps in over here, and the Elia Rabba says, one second, this doesn't work. The Elia Rabba says, you have to add a pruta's worth of oil, more than your half hour shear, because if you don't add a pruta's worth more than your half hour of oil, it's garnished. So, that's what the Elia Rabba. So now you think everything is okay. Okay, that's the Elia Rabba. First of all, we don't find this not in the Gemara, not in the Ikur Din of the Shulchan Aruch. We don't find the Baal Bayis even has to add anything. The Bach is Machadish, he has to add a little bit. Now we're breaking it down and saying, okay, you know what? Not only you have to add a little bit, you have to add a half hour's worth. Right? You have to add a whole pruta's worth. Really, you should have to add a whole half hour's worth. But we're still not out of the woods. Really, the Elia Rabba fixed the problem, at the same time created one. Why? He fixed the problem. Okay, listen, one second. Half hour's oil got to be yours. So you light a half hour's worth of oil. Then add, beyond the half hour's worth, add another pruta. Sounds great. It's far from great. Why? So now, what is this achsanoi owning? He owns the oil after the mitzvah's over already. He's buying into, this is like you're selling a dedication six times. You know, you sell a classroom six times. What are you selling? If, be'emes, in a way, It's easier to understand, not like the Elie Rabbe. Not like the Elie Rabbe. So at least he and I own a piece of the half hour worth of oil. So we have a kasha, we have to understand how that works. But at least he owns the right thing. Now, what am I selling him? I'm giving you the post half hour dedication. I wouldn't pay for that. Look at your neighbor. What are you giving him? Oh, it's Elamai. Say, well, 1 second. It's true that a Ner Chanukah only has to burn for a half hour. But if it burns for more than a half hour, that's also part of the mitzvah. That runs into another shaila. Because what happens in a Ner Chanukah that's burning for more than a half hour? Could you now use that candle for yourself? Is it mutar l'shtamish lohir? Yeah. It's machlokes ha-poskim. Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you can. After a half hour, the Ner is mutar b'hanoah. As I said to Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if the candles go out, the leftover oil should be used the following night, and then the leftover second should be used the third, v'chahena v'chahena, till the eighth day. The eighth day, then you make a madura b'fnei atzma and you burn it, whatever's left after that. So l'chayre is mashma that the leftover oil is also. So the Taz already gets this kasha, this contradiction. So some want to say very simple. One case is where the candle went out within a half hour. If the candle went out within a half hour, then the leftover oil is also. If the candle went out after a half hour, then taka the oil is mutter. And that's taka the shita of the Taz. That it depends when the candle went out. The only time you have to use last night's oil for Hanukkah purposes is if last night's oil was used only for less than a half hour, then it comes out that leftover oil was huktzila mitzvah. Now that can't be used weiter. That's the... So if you learn that way, so we have a major problem with the Elie Rabbe. You're selling the guest a half hour's past a half hour oil after it's not a mitzvah anymore, you're selling him that mitzvah, that chelik of the Ner. How does that work? So all these are all very, very perplexing issues. What's the hezbrad of it? So, what I think we could say b'derech efsher to try to add some clarity here is that the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and I asked that the Olam look this up, I don't know if they got a chance to, but the Shulchan Aruch Harav says also this idea that if somebody goes away for Shabbos, now a lot of the halachas of Ner Shabbos we learn from Ner Chanukah. He says, Mitzvah sadlokas Ner Shabbos u'mekayim b'mashe madlikim Ner Shabbos b'beisei mishaloi. He says clearly, it has to be that they're lighting in your house with your money. Avalim ein loy mishayadlik b'beisei, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav. This is in the end of Siftes. So he says, he's not Yetzer with their name. That's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now, if you take a look again at the, I just wanted you to see this Elie Rabbe. It's also with the Maram HaKaimis here. Just to look at Sif Aleph. Shamati, shetzorech lohoisif mashayitain chaveri pirish, dimloi nikah shohoisif bishvo chaveri ikach shoda. Ulefiz afilu lohoisif kol mashanosan leil mikta sagi. The nikah shenishtata fe mashahoisif al masharogo. The tamze dochuk. Gam mai heker yesh lepom mechon moisif al ashir maat. Gam kosher mitzuvis maril. This is the main point. You have to give a half hour of your oil. So the Elie Rabbe holds that if you don't put in extra, you're not even Yaitse Yochiv. You must put in extra beyond a half hour. Okay. So I want to try to be mefashe this din of whether you have to own it, whether you don't have to own it, whether the chayvus hadlokah is on you or the chayvus hadlokah is on the bias, and what is this whole thing with achsanoi. So if you take a look in Meseches Pesachim, we have this on the Maamar Kamis as well, the Ran. The Ran in Pesachim is aiming on a side issue. The Ran in Pesachim is aimed on why is it that by Ner Chanukah we make a brocha asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivonu lahadlik Ner Shul Chanukah, when in fact this is a mitzvah you could do with a shliach. And normally a mitzvah you could do with a shliach, you don't make with a lamed. That's the Ran's question. So the Ran asks as follows. Miu, iko lemeidik b'hai klola, do hadlokas ner chanukah efshar la'asoyis al yidei shliach. You could make it with a shliach. V'afilu ochim mivorachim olei lahadlik. Still in all you make lahadlik. Iko lemeimar, kivin na'aminim b'perek b'ama madlikin, t'tzorech l'shtatufei b'priti, kivon shen yoytzele b'shalatzmoy, harei ein mitzvah zu yechoylo l'iskayim al yidei ach. So the Ran is a very, very interesting idea the Ran is saying over here. He's saying that Chanukah is not a mitzvah that you could use a shliach. Totally different than the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is asking that it sounds like Chazal wa Misakein that dafka through a shliach. The Ran is saying that Ner Chanukah is something that you cannot be Mekayim with a shliach. Why not? Because the Ikar is your adloka. Your money was madlik. And since the Ikar is that your money was madlik, so therefore it's irrelevant of who actually does the hadlaka. It's not that they're being moitzi you b'shlichus. You're being yotzi because your money had a hadlaka. That's how the Ran seems to understand. And this is more or less, this svara is brought down in the Prima Gadim, in Tofrei Shayin Tes, where the Prima Gadim discusses the shayla of somebody who was already Makabal Shabbos, and they realize that they didn't yet light an Er Chanukah, so they make a shliach to light an Er Chanukah. So the Prima Gadim says, what do you mean? If it's Shabbos for you, how could you make a shliach somebody else should light? So the Prima Gadim says, no, since your money is lighting your oil, which by the way, according to the Prima Gadim, if somebody would light with somebody else's oil after he wouldn't work. He says, since your oil is lighting, you're doing the mitzvah. And the shliach, he says, is nothing more than a koif. It's like a monkey. The shliach is not being moitzi me. The shliach is, my money is ignited, is lit for Chanukah. Memela, I get the mitzvah directly by association with the fact that it's my money.
Is that a big problem?
What?
That creates a bigger problem. Now you,
but we hold like Beis Hillel. There's no shvi'is kelim. You don't have lights on in your house on Shabbos?
Right.
It's a problem, right?
Yeah.
Some actually were mafka the Shabbos clocks on Shabbos to be Yitzhak Beishamai Sheet, the Shvitzis Kalem. But the Emes is an Echnami. Actually, the Shoyal Umeshiv asks that if you hold that the candle and the oil and the Kli has to belong to you, the Shoyal Umeshiv asks, how according to Beishamai you ever Yitzhak Chanukah on Shabbos Chanukah? You're horror, but he isn't on Beis Shammai. He says, according to Beis Shammai, who hold that it has to be, that this is the Shvi'is Kalim, if you also hold that it has to belong to you, so you shouldn't be able to be Yates in the Mitzvah. That's his kasha. So, it's only a kasha if you hold like Shita's Beis Shammai. If you hold not like Beis Shammai, it's not a kasha. So Beis Shammai could hold otherwise. But anyway, Al-Kuponim, this is what it says over here. What the Ran seems to be saying. So the Ran is clearly saying that there's a din you have to own the oil. Seems to say that. So I was thinking, is Efshekem and Zogim, that this would be the approach to answer this question. Really, there's no shaila that the Choyvus Hadloka of Ner Chanukah was a Choyv of Persuminisa. It's not quite a Choyvus Aguf, and it's not quite a Choyvus Bias. We know that both is true. We know it's not a Chayvus HaGuf, because if it would be a Chayvus HaGuf, not only would the Pnei Yeshua have a great Kasha, why would Chazal be Misaka that you should use a Shlich? Shlichas won't work. If it would be a Chayvus HaGuf, that I have to light the Ner Chanukah, it wouldn't work. Shlichas wouldn't even work. It would be ineffective. On the other hand, it's clearly not just a Chayvus HaBayis. Because if it would be just a Chayvus HaBayis, then there would be no Inyan of Mahadran, number one. Well, what are you being Mahadran? Number two, there would be no Inyan for Achsanoi, which is the Ran, what the Ran says in Shabbos. The Ran says the fact that there's a din of Achsanoi Madlik Ner Shabbos shows you that it's not a Chayvus bias. Yeah. However, Chazal wanted that through this bias, the bias is a mechanism to be mekayem a pirsum nisim. This bias is a mechanism to create a pirsum nisim, right? So the bias is the tool by which we're using, we're being mekayem the pirsum nisim. So the way I want to explain to you is like this. The kiyum of pirsum nisim is not just a menorah. It's not just a menorah. There's a menorah. But there's a menorah in conjunction with the home. There's a home with a menorah that's creating the pirsum nisim. Anybody, therefore, who's contributing to this bias by going in and going out, by living there, by being part of that house, is memela by default a contributor to the pirsum nisim. Because the pirsum nisim is now that we have al pesochenu kol megodim. So it's not that it's a chayv, it's a bias like a mezuzah. The house needs a mezuzah. No. Every year there's an obligation to be mekayim pirsum nisim. How are you mekayim pirsum nisim? By having a bias which has a ner Chanukah bias by the Pesach. By doing that, every member of this household has been mekayim the inyan of pirsum nisim by having a bias that they're part of, and they're going in and out of, and people are going in and out of this house. People are passing this house. So the fact that if this would be a house that's a churba where nobody lives, there wouldn't be an inyan of ner Chanukah. So the bnei bias are triggering the chiyuv. Each one of them has a chiyuv. And each one of them has a chiyuv that there should be a bias that has a hadlaka. The bias is as much a tool of the pirsum nisim as the ner chanuk is. And that's why if you have two doors in the house facing different streets, each street has a chiyuv. The bnei bias have a chiyuv that since their home is associated with both doors, they have to have a chiyuv in their chanuk on both sides. It's actually a shayla in the Rishonim. Why they don't make a broch on both doors? The Rashba has a whole tshuva about it. Why they don't make a broch? Al chshada. Chshada is not stam chshada. So it comes out really that each individual that's part of this bias is facilitating the mitzvah of ner chanuk, of having a bias with a hadlaka. But it's their obligation. It's not the bias obligation. It's their obligation. Avad and avad, if the family would leave, there'd be no chayvus bias. Even if they still own the house, even if they still plan to come back to the house, that's what we discussed in the past. If right now they would be technically vacant, they move out, take everything out, they don't live here now, they wouldn't be a chayv. Right? So now it comes out like this. An Achsanoi himself, he is also chayv in Ner Chanukah. If Chazal wouldn't have been mechadish to Achsanoi is chayv in Ner Chanukah, we would say he's a man who doesn't have a bias. And that's what the Ran says. The Kamash Malon is that he has enough of a connection with the bias that he also has an onus of creating a pirsum nisim with this bias. But he has a problem. How can he create the pirsum nisim? He's not part of the bnei bias. Well, my see, he isn't. So what does he do? So what he does? He adds a shtickle oil to the ner. He's goyrim that there should be a shtickle more pirsum nisim. By him being goyrim, by him being mishtatif in the ner, whether you hold he has to add to it, whether you hold he buys some of the oil that's in the candle, those are ways of him, everybody in the house is a contributing factor because they're part of them, they bias. But the Achsanoi doesn't have that contribution. He doesn't have the contribution that he's part of Nebias because he's not part of Nebias. So how does he contribute to being a chelik of this Ner Chanukah? Now he contributes. By being mishtatef with the oil. Now whether he has to add or not, that's a different child. Lufian is died, I think the whole idea of adding is a chiddush. We don't find in the Gemara. Afal Pikein, the Bach says you should add, so add a little bit. But all the kashas that we asked, the beginning, the end, what part of the oil, it's all not a kasha. Because I want to say like this, the Bnei Bias, they don't have to own the oil. Bnei Bias, they have a pirsum nisim because they're Bnei Bias. And the Bias had a hadlaka, and everybody who's part of their house is contributing to the pirsum nisim of their Bias having a hadlaka. They don't have to own. The Achsanoi, he's not a contributor because he's not part of Bnei Bias. So now Chazal gave him another way to contribute. How do you contribute? You contribute by adding to this ner, by participating in this ner, by paying for this ner. The Ran, I believe, is only saying from the fact that you see the Achsanoi pays for the oil, that's his way of contributing. So you see, the association to the Ner is what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is not that there should be Adloka. It's your association to that Ner. Memela, who cares if a shliach lit from the Ner? You're the one who's getting the mitzvah, because you're the B'nai Bias that's facilitating that mitzvah. It's the B'nai Bias in conjunction with the Ner Chanukah. It's not the Ner Chanukah on its own is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the B'nai Bias here have a Adloka by their home. And that's why the Madlik himself is just a koif. I agree what the Prima Gadam is saying. And that would explain why we don't find anywhere in Hilchas Chanukah, other than Achsanoi, that you have to own the oil. And that's why Isurei Anah doesn't bother us. Doesn't bother us, Isurei Anah. That's why in Hilchas Basa B'Cholov, it's brought down the din that you could be Matlik with Isurei Anah, the Shari Tshuva, no problem. What do you mean? What happened to the din? You have to own the oil. You can't use a lulav of Isurei Anah. The Teretz is because you don't have to own the oil. The one who's lighting himself and the people that own the people that are part of this bias, they don't have to own the oil. They are the B'nai Bias. They're they Mamela contribute. Now there's a Mahadran. The Mahadran is that everybody in the bias who's contributing to the Ner Chanukah should also be Marba B'nais. Should add a Ner to this collection of Presuminis. That's the Mahadran. I want to say like this. The Achsanoi can't contribute in that way. Because he's not B'nai Bias. He can only contribute by enhancing or participating in the B'nai Bias' Hadlokah. So I want to say that perhaps there's no such thing as Achsanoi making his own Hadlokah. Because he's not from the B'nai Bias. He's sort of a homeless man who Chazal put a chiv on him to somehow be mishtatif, to have a shaykhis to the presumenis that's happening from this bias, from these B'nai Bias. Chazal, Memela, that's Pshat and Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira never lit his own menorah, because it wouldn't have done anything. It wouldn't have been anything more than him being mishtatif. Perhaps it would have been less. If not Lule Divrei HaMishnah Berurah, that says Achsanoi could light himself, I would say that doesn't even work. If not for the Mishnah Berurah, says Klar, like the El Yerabba, that you could light your own Adloka, I would say maybe Achsanoi cannot even make his own Adloka. He can only light Petzirah of the Balabayas. Because that's the only Pesuminis that a Chazal who ever matter. It could be that where did the Elie Rebbe got it from? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, Achsanoi Chayiv B'ner Chanuk. Then it says, Mishtatif Bepriti. So it could be the Elie Rebbe saw in that step, in the Mishnah Berurah, that Achsanoi has a Chayiv. That means he could light himself. But he could also be Mishtatif. But from the very least, we see that Rav Zeira held that by you being Mishtatif, you're not getting anything more than if you would have been part of the Hadlok of the B'nai Bias. So I want to tell you like this, that's Pshat in the Mashal. If somebody's away from home and he's in Achsanoi, he can't have a Hadlok of B'nai Bias anymore anyway. The Chiv of his Iker Chiv is Yotz at home with his wife. Now, B'nai Bias he can't have anyway. The most he could have is that he's a contributor, which he already is at home. Ali Day, his wife's Hadlok. So by him going now making his own Adlok, it's a Baruch Levatola. Because nothing has got enhanced. The fact that he's created a Presuminisa from his bias, he has already. The fact that he contributed to an Ner Chanukah, he has already. So what does he have? The only thing he doesn't have is Mahadran. Mahadran means that every individual in this house should have Adlok. That he still doesn't have as Achsanoi. And that's why the Trumas Hadeshen brings down that some felt it's a Baruch Levatola. That would be the Hezbollah. So again, so the Chiyuv Tak is a Chiyuv on the way we're learning, it's a Chiyuv on every single person in the house. And the fact that they are part of the bias, not part of the oil, the fact that they are part of the bias by association makes that the Ner Chanukah, which is doesn't associate to, this is my point, I hold this Pshat B'nai Yeshua, the Ner Chanukah doesn't associate to the walls. It associates to the dwellers of the home. Mitzvahs, Ner Chanukah, Ner issue base. It's not a Ner bias. It's a Ner issue base. It's a Ner on the household, the people that live in the house. And they are Mamela connected to that Ner because they are part of this bias. They're connected to the Ner. And that's what B'nai Yeshua says. Why did they do that? Why did they make that the mitzvah associates to the people of the bias? He says, since it's by the Pesach HaBayis, they treated it ki'ilu hi chayvus HaBayis. It's not a chayvus HaBayis. Every single person in that house is chayiv in the Ner Chanukah. And therefore, really, each person should have an heir. But since Chazal wanted the nest to be nisparsim in conjunction with the walls of the house, in conjunction with the door, so they made it as though, but it really isn't. Each one of us is getting a mitzvah because we, as people of this household, not a part of the wood, as people who live in this house, have an heir by our house. And we are the ones who are associated with this home. The Achsanoi, he's not associated with this home. So therefore, he is not over here normally guilty by association. He's not benefited by association because he's not associated. So now he needs another contributing factor. His contributing factor is that he's mishtatef bepriti. That's a contribution. How much he owns of the oil, does his ownership of the oil take away from HaMitzvah? Bechlal not. We have our own association, which doesn't need monetary association. Our association is that we're part of Bnei Bayis. Okay, I go to Chanukah.